They're in their building, one of the toughest environments, you know, to play. I'm just looking at the forecast for the next 10 days in Seattle. It's all the same, so I don't think we'll be prepared for that. The chance of some wind, some rain, and it's a great test. We see it as a great opportunity to go up there and as I said earlier, cut it loose. Why not? I mean, we're coming off a win. We did some good things, and we're hoping to build on that. And we know the challenge that exists. And as I said, we have a ton of respect for Seattle and what they're doing and where they are. We're going to go up there and give great effort and compete and see how it falls out. Quarterback wise, they're playing extremely well. Russell Wilson has put together a stretch that. Better than any other quarterback in the last month. Making good decisions, using his athleticism. I think they've done a good job building that system around him. I know they have some questions at running back, but they have guys that filled in that are very very capable. I'm very familiar with Fred Jackson. They used him primarily on third down. Spent a year with him in Buffalo. And defensively, it's all built around their front four. They don't pressure a lot. Because essentially they don't have to. Those guys, they do a good job getting off the ball up front, all high motor guys that they do a good job scheming up pass rush games. That's something they're very productive with each week. So our mission up front, we have to control their front four and see if we can establish the type of run game that we showed this past Sunday. And give Johnny some time. On the injury front, the players that won't practice will be Hawkins, Gilbert, and Winston, all in the concussion protocol. We've listed Joe Thomas with a knee, but today will be his standard day off, and then we're hopeful to get him back later in the week. And everybody else should be available at least on a limited basis. I'll open it up.
You got Johnny on there with the right elbow. Is that still the same issues he's had?
And he really hasn't had. I mean, it's just as the year's gone on, just due to the decreased volume in practice, that really has not been an issue.
Mike, that's 2 days in a row or that you've talked to us that you say cut it loose. Why not? What do you mean by cutting it loose at this point? I mean, does that mean throwing everything out there, or is that just an attitude that you want your team to have?
It's the attitude. We're not going up there to curl up in a ball. Going up there to compete. I mean, it's, and I thought our guys showed that this past Sunday. When you talk about, just where our season had gotten to, and losing seven in a row, Sunday's game, two teams in very similar situations, and I thought you saw one team that wanted to be out there and wanted to compete and wanted to win a football game, and I don't know if I sensed that same attitude from the other side. So, no, I'm proud of our guys, the way they came out. I mean, the message from the coaches on that can only go so far, that we're going to get our guys mentally ready to play. But I think that was more of a sign of our veteran leadership, and brought those young guys along, and the focus, the energy. We had very few mental mistakes. We only missed two tackles in the game, which I think is a low for the season. Penalty wise, it was one of our better games in that sense. But that we're just not going to go up there and just put in a day. But as I stress to the team, that starts today with how we prepare, how we practice.
Hey Mike, did you guys go after to try to retain Ruben, or where was that process?
You engage all of your free agents at some time or another. Sometimes it's before the season, sometimes it's during. Sometimes you're going to wait and see how the season goes and engage them after. That was just a situation where it didn't work out. When guys get to the market, you have to make sure that and I've said this before, that you have your guidelines for, hey, this is the right player, but it's got to be at the right price. And that's where you have that sometimes you have the disagreements, or when things don't work out, it's because, well, essentially it is the right player, but we could never get it to be the right price.
Perception is you know, you guys couldn't stop the run last year, and then this year, same problem. And Robin's, one of the key guys, according to Carroll, in stopping the run. And, I know there are...
Well, I think where he's improved this year as well is he's healthier. And I think that's helped him. I mean, and he's a tough guy and didn't want it. I mean, there were times where he would never say he was hurt. But Rube was... I know Rube gutted through a lot last year, and I think at times it affected his performance.
Quick question about Winston. You waited 2 years to get a carry. You got it. Tough ending. How do you take that when he fumbled, and how do you take it now that you got to reassess, and when he comes back, how do you factor that into it? No, nobody's as frustrated as he is.
I mean, he was his former team captain for the game, gets a chance to get in there and trying to make a play and gets the ball punched out. I mean, that was a tough one, and then I believe it was on a kickoff. He got concussed. So it was a tough day. But Glenn's a tough kid, and he'll fight back from this.
You might have a future in the league, possibly.
I think so. I mean, Glenn's a guy. It's given us good work. Works hard in practice. It's just a shame that that the one play he was in there that's what happened. But he does some quality work for Tabes, and he's a guy with. Has an NFL skill set.
Mike, I think people want to compare Russell and Johnny just because they're similar height. When you watch both their games, what similarities and differences do you see?
Well, I think that the first one is just the experience level. I mean, that just Wilson's been in the league longer and has been in the system longer and just has played more. I don't know how many starts he has total compared to the five that Johnny has, but. No, you can certainly see the similarities. I think they've done a nice job up there, kind of building the package around him. He's more of a runner than we see Johnny, and I'm talking about called quarterback runs. Yeah, do we have some zone read stuff? And putting the quarterback on the move, we do that. But he's a little. I think he's thicker built and can withstand. Maybe some of the shots in the run game more so than we would want to expose Johnny to. Now, Johnny will be, he'll get his rushing yards, and when the pocket breaks down and he has to get out, and that's where Wilson's done a good job as well. When he's been forced to get out of the pocket, he's a threat to scramble for a first down. But I think where his game has really taken off is his eyes are down the field more so now. He's made a lot of big plays with throws on the run.
Where did that pass rush come from on Sunday?
The Cleveland Browns.
But I mean, you guys had 17 sacks, I'll say, and then you get 9. I mean, it was like.
I think it's a function of a lot of things. I thought we had a good plan. Some of it was some of the things they were doing that we exploited. The other thing is we got a lead. We got a lead, and when the situations aren't 50-50, when a team breaks a huddle and I'm a pass rusher, and it's a tie game, or another team's ahead and it's second and 7, the likelihood it's still a 50-50 down. Whereas you get up a couple scores, which is not a luxury that we've had that often this season, and that's when you see things like that happen when you can go ahead and tee off and say, hey, listen, I'm going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. That the circumstances were better, but I thought our guys played well. Dez Bryant has been extremely consistent this year, and I think that's been kind of hidden in the lack of team success that we've had. Dez Bryant's having a pretty good year for us with his not just, I mean, I know he's the sack production that he's had, but just his ability to affect the quarterback. That he's got a lot of hits, a lot of hurries. And it was good to see Nate have the game that he did, and Krug get some production. But I think the circumstances of the game and some of the things that they were doing, I think just all kind of added up to the 9 sacks.
Mike, the Seahawks, they talked about kind of know what they're going to be defensively. Do they pretty much stay in that cover three look that they show, and is it just a matter of beating them?
Early downs, they do. There's some variety. It's not as they're not in the exact same front and coverage every play. There's a lot of subtle tweaks to it that you could see that they game plan into it. Some they'll play the cover three a little bit different week to week based on the opponent. You know, where Chancellor comes down, they mix that up. They usually end up in some type of 4-4 look, but he could be anywhere. Sometimes he could be at the inside backer. Sometimes he'll come down as a safety, but it plays out structurally very much the same. Third down, there'll be some variety. And they've mixed some things up. They switched some coverages up against Baltimore, did some different things. But there's a little bit more variety on third down, depending on what the down and distance is.
Mike, Russell Wilson and Drew Brees have both won Super Bowls and among the elite quarterbacks. Everybody. There's no other short guys at all. Of Johnny now on the scene. Are they just exceptions, or are they examples that size is overrated at the position?
I don't know if I want to say that they're necessarily exceptions. I just think coming up through the ranks that you don't typically get a lot of shorter quarterbacks, because I think guys kind of know the deal that hey, if I'm going to make it in the NFL, then I'm likely going to probably have to end up playing a different position. So you don't see a lot to necessarily choose from that are playing at a high level in college football. But you know, those two guys also were, very good functioning in their very highly functioning in their systems, and they had really good teams around them. So can you win with a shorter quarterback? I believe so. It's what we've said along here all the time that you've got to build it. The supporting cast. There's only a handful of quarterbacks in this league that can be successful outside of a supporting cast, and that's the ultimate goal is to make the quarterback position less important. Still the most important position, but just less important. When you're running the ball well, you're playing good defense. That you're not falling behind situations we just talked about. All those things that lead to your quarterback looking pretty good when your second downs aren't long, your third downs aren't long.
Mike, your first combine, which was 2014. I remember you saying you didn't think Russell Wilson was a top 10 quarterback at that time. Is he? Worked his way in that conversation in your mind? Has he ascended that list in your mind?
He's ascended over the last – I mean, he plays at a high level. He's very productive, and they win. Now, a lot of that, I think, is a function, too, of he's the perfect quarterback for what they do, and they've done, it's – to me, it goes both ways. They've also built it around him. Would you put him up there with the guys that can transcend their supporting cast? The Brady's, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Brees, Roethlisberger, the ones that you would consider the 2, 3, 4 elite guys, but no, he certainly played himself into that next tier.
Mike, what do you think Sunday did for Johnny's confidence, and what do you hope it did?
Nothing but boost it. I mean, here's a guy who came out, had one of his better weeks of practice. Prepared extremely well. I thought he had a good sense of the Niners' defense, and that's not a defense that's going to sit in one look against you. That they're going to mix it up, and there was some processing that he had to do. That it wasn't, hey, I'm getting one front and one coverage, and it's just a matter of making plays. I know where to go with the ball. That wasn't the case with some of the stuff that they threw at him, and he handled all that well. So it can do nothing but bolster the confidence, and that's big. You got to be confident going into Seattle. You can't go up there unsure, uncertain, because that plays right into their hands. So we're looking for more of the same this week. Now there'll be less of the. We already talked about it. I mean, this is a team. They're not going to give you as many looks as other teams, but what they do extremely well. And you have to be efficient. You got to be extremely accurate. This is a team that they. They thrive on the quarterback making mistakes, so that's that's where his success this week will come from. You know, today, that what's already occurred, you know, Monday through Saturday, then hopefully we can get that'll translate out on the field.
Mike, Joe Thomas hasn't missed a snap obviously since he's been here. Is this knee something that could keep him out?
I don't think so. It's we just might have to give him a second day, but it's. No, this is more precautionary, but there's nothing that we're looking at now like, wow, it's going to be a struggle for him to play.
Mike, Dwayne Bowe said in an interview that he, after training camp, he kind of understands, after falling behind, you know, why he hasn't been a fit. Where is he at right now? And can you just kind of flush that situation out? Because there are a lot of questions about why he has not been able to position himself to get on a football field and try and help the football team this year.
Yeah, there's frustration there, I'm sure, from, you know, on both ends that it hasn't worked out as we had hoped, that he did fall behind. And as I've said, in each week is a separate storyline, separate set of circumstances that we evaluate, and more weeks than not that. He was not in a group of receivers that we were going to have up, and that's, you know, big part of it is he only plays the one spot, which is the X, which Travis has occupied that spot and played at a high level for most of the year. That our other guys know multiple positions, so it's tough, and I know he's frustrated and that it hasn't worked out. That's, you know, that's a week-to-week decision that we make, and we put all, you know, we hit the reset button and talk about, you know, who are the guys that we're going to have up, what spots are they going to play, and usually it's multiple spots, and then I always use the phrase, then we backfill from a special team standpoint.
Is the reason he only knows X is that's what he's always done in his career, or, I mean, could he learn another position?
Yeah, I mean, just from a body type skill set standpoint, I mean, he is primarily an X, and that's what he's played.